Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim to slain anything on his plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
What? Are you kidding me?
What?
What? Hey, what's this dolphin nonsense?
The dolphin nonsense? I've been thinking.
Oh boy.
Wait, what are we doing?
This is tomorrow's mixtape.
Oh, how are you?
Tyler's on his way.
All right, should I wait for him?
He's right. The second he comes on, he's gonna yell at you about the cereal stuff, so.
Oh shit. All right, well, I've been thinking. I'm going back to my ways of thinking because I've gotten off that wave.
Uh-huh.
If the whole world has stopped, I just think I should stop. So, I was thinking, is Coley a word? Someone asked the origin of it. Someone asked me, how many words do I know? I said probably like 1,400.
I think for you, that's a great guess.
Yeah, I think that's like right on. That's like a reason.
No more, no less.
No. How many do you know?
At least double that, if not triple.
Double? Regardless, I don't know how many words there are in the world.
A lot.
Like over 10,000, you think?
And we're counting all languages?
No, all language.
How many words are in it?
Yeah, see, you don't know.
I mean, just think of how thick a dictionary is, and they're like each entry is so small. Yeah, way over 10,000.
So you think you only know 3,500?
No, I was just saying, compared to you, got to be at least 3-4 times as many.
Well, yeah, so then I was thinking, like, what's an actual word? And, like, bro, dolphin is not a word. Like,
I get this is where you lost me.
Because listen, Coley's not a word. It's a name.
Right.
Dolphins don't have little Jimmy swimming around or little Carls and Coley's down there.
But if you ever go to like an aquarium and see a dolphin show, those dolphins do have names and they respond to them.
Yeah, that's those ones that I captured.
Okay, but they're still dolphins.
Those are captured, and those are also only doing that for food. They're pretty much slaves, those suckers.
All right.
So, what I'm saying is there's no little Jimmies down there, so all their names are dolphins. So as I said in that sentence, names, dolphin, it's a name. It's not a word.
Yeah, but there's like bottlenose dolphins. Like there's different types of dolphins that we've given.
What the fuck did you just say to me? There's bottlenose dolphins?
Bottlenose dolphins.
You don't know shit, Coley. Get out of here.
I'm so happy we do it this way now so I can just show you a bottlenose dolphin right in your fucking stupid terrorist-looking face.
I could be in ISIS. I really can't.
So fast. They'd be like, yep, you're in. Yay.
He's on the bus.
Look at these guys. This is a bottlenose dolphin.
Coley, I hate to burst your bubble. That's a regular dolphin. That's just a dolphin. You know that's just a dolphin.
Dolphins.
That's just a dolphin.
The Amazon River dolphin? I mean, this guy looks like an asshole.
Is it up?
Images. Yeah, look at this. Look at this psychopath.
I only see, I'm still on the bottlenose.
What?
I'm still on the bottlenose.
Oh, yeah. Why did that happen?
I don't know. Because the bottlenose is not anything to do
with it. I opened another tab. That's why. That was peculiar.
Martin. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Marty's here. That's the bad news. This is the river dolphin.
Oh, shit.
That's not a that's no dolphin. And that's not a river he's in.
That's the Amazon, maybe. Friend.
Yeah, no.
That's just a messed up dolphin, dude. He just, like, he hit his head too many times and his nose did.
He had a rough day.
Yeah. I like Haseem Rockman after, was it Lennox Lewis put that bump on his knock? Mason Rudolph. Dolphin. Right. Mason Rudolph.
That's good. There it is.
Bang. Bang. Been here for
Whiskers
5 seconds.
Whiskers on the board, yeah.
Podcast over.
I've had that in the chamber for 8 years, waiting for someone to bring since he was at Oklahoma State.
See, that's what I'm good for, Tyler. Get those jokes out of you.
Yep.
Tyler, how many words do you think you know?
Oh, boy.
Marty pegs himself at about 1,400. I said I've got to know at least 3 times as many as Marty.
I say a mush.
You?
No, say all 1,400.
I actually thought about doing that. I thought about going live. I thought about going live and just doing every word I know.
Hey, and aardvark, apple, biscuit.
There's no chance he would go alphabetically. You think, are you kidding me?
Thank you for that, Tyler. 14,700. No, 14,700. Aardvark, pretty good.
So 2, 2, and 2 is 3 different words, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now Marty's going to say one of them's a number. That's not
what I'm saying. So I know Mush going to disagree with
that. Yeah, TWO is not a, the reason we got on this, Tyler, did you happen to see my very, very smart tweeter, though?
I did not. No, lay it on me, Daddy.
Looking for a needle in a haystack. Yeah.
It was really 4 minutes ago. That's the only reason why. It would have caught him while he was pooping or something. A dolphin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your name is Tyler.
That's true.
That is not a word. That's a name. But dolphins don't get names in the wild. Like, they're in the wild swimming around. There's not Jimmy the dolphin just hanging out. So
how you know?
What?
How you know?
Because I know that it's a civilization down there. They don't do names.
If it's a civilization, they certainly have names.
No. The civilization.
That's part of being civil.
No. Organization.
You think you know enough to rape, but not know enough to, like, differentiate? Differentiate each other by name.
Get her, you.
Yeah, you swimmy. Come here.
Well, I'm telling you, I know for a fact it's not just Jimmy.
Inside
around.
Sources.
Rubber face. Get over here.
Then
the whole head.
You talking to me? No. A guy next to you.
Mm-mm. No, you.
So their name is Dolphin. Therefore, Dolphin is not a word.
And the reason you came on to that horrifying-looking creature is because I told him there are bottlenose dolphins. There's the Amazon River dolphin. There are...
If you saw a bottlenose dolphin, you'd be appalled. You'd be like, yeah, that's a dolphin. It was disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's for sure the standard dolphin. There's no two ways about it.
Sure.
Is
it only dolphins? Because this would apply to every animal, no?
Anything unnamed, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you think this is... Like, apples, unnamed, not a word...
Wait,
trees, water drops, snowflakes, like nothing has a name.
Yeah, pretty much.
So then you're taking out like thousands upon thousands of words.
No, for sure not. The and like
one.
Blind.
Two.
I was just looking around the room for some words. Doorknob, like things like that. That's 2 words right there.
But, like, it's not like Frederick the doorknob. So, like, why is that a word and not dolphin?
Because it's just not – it's always that thing, you know?
I don't know if that answered the question.
No, definitely didn't.
It's always going to be a doorknob.
It's always going to be a dolphin. It's not going to change. It's a platypus.
A mini dolphin before.
It's a butterfly.
Things happen to dolphins.
What happens to dolphins?
Living things. All right, let's go living things. Is what could like not be words. My brain, I was trying to tell you I'm going to become smarter. I'm going to read a book and shit. And now you make me do this.
Which book are you going to read, Mush?
I don't know. My mother said there's something about a lawyer that becomes a drug addict. Seems pretty sick.
Moby Dick. Yeah, it's a good book.
And that's what someone said. It wasn't Moby Dick. Was that the horse or the whale?
That was the whale.
So Zenyatta's the
horse. A horse named Moby. Get out of here. Get real.
Yeah, that's. I don't know what I was going to say.
I think you should do audiobooks, Mush, and read, like let them read you books. But then I also think you should be like a voice narrator for audiobooks.
I think I'd make a good living.
But you take like your own detour. It's not the same as like the book that's printed. Like the very first and last words of the book are certainly the ones, but how you get there is very different than how the author intended.
Yeah, like in the middle of the sentence, I'm like, let's talk about this sentence right here.
Was a period necessary? I knew the sentence was over. Why did he put a period? Like, what?
Chapter 4. Oh, you're a college boy here.
Yeah, he's like, I don't like this one. Let's go to 5. And he's reading. He's like, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Who's Jim? Yeah. Oh, Jim is.
Yeah. What Jim Steve died. Oh, it feels important.
Dude, I was thinking about that last night too, which is wild. Like, I was watching Superbad. Movies are 2.5 hours long, 2 hours long, but right away, we feel connected to these two people that they're like best friends.
Like, which movie are you talking? I feel like you have a movie in mind.
Oh, it's a shit movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Superbad. Like,
yeah, I'm trying to think of
what's his name? Jonah Hill. It's like, it's just crazy that I believe it so fast, no matter what. Even though I know it's the movie, I'm like, boom, wow, they're best friends.
Yeah.
And don't even have to tell us. Pretty good.
Well, one's picking the other one up from school. I imagine they'd be pretty friendly. I hate this dick. Come on, we're going to be late.
Yeah, they're talking about going halvesies on a porn membership. Like, I would assume they were pals, yeah.
That is true. It was just a thought.
I'm always impressed that movies can do the same amount of storytelling that, like, a 15-episode TV season can do in a much shorter amount of time.
Yes, that also is true. Or it's like how there's... I don't get how there's new movies coming out. How do we not do them all?
Oh, we have.
I was going to say, we kind of... See, I feel the other way. Like, it's like, okay, people watch movies. This don't need to be stretched out over 14 episodes. If they wanted it to get done in 90 minutes, it'd get done in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Like if a 15-episode, 15-hour show got so big it needed a movie, they'd figure out a way to put it in 90 minutes.
Every show has that one storyline that everyone's like, we don't need this. Every show.
Your B storyline.
Their life right now. And like, it's a stupid, yeah.
Or just a character who, when we have to deal with them for like 5 minutes, we're like, all right, move it along.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like Game of Thrones had like 8 of those where it'd be like, don't care, get to the next guy.
I just saw an article. They ranked 100 people in Game of Thrones that were killed. 100.
100 characters that were like known?
100 like named characters. So this don't include like
Aaron Rodgers.
Dragon torch in a city, thousands going down. These were 100 characters with names. I'm like, it shows they don't have 100 characters. Nonetheless, kill 100 characters.
All right.
Do you think I should really watch that?
No.
I'll tell you this.
I appreciate that.
You haven't watched any of it, right?
Not one lick.
I have a friend that, like, during quarantine, he had never seen any of it and just watched it all. When he finished a couple weeks ago, he was like, I didn't think the ending was that bad. Today he called me and was like, I've been thinking about that Game of Thrones ending, man. I didn't like that shit. So people that have been in from day one who jumped in, like, relatively late, like me, and people who jumped in completely late, nobody likes it.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like,
I don't think you should watch it, Mush.
Because when you're in it, when you're watching it back to back, too, you're just like, no matter what, you're like, oh, it's not that bad. But then once you really think about it, it's like mm-hmm. that dunk.
Yeah. He was like, none of the stuff they told us matter. I was like, I told you, none of it, none of it mattered at all.
So we interviewed Michael Chavis of the Red Sox the other day for Section 10, and we asked him just like his favorite shows of all time, and he was like, oh man, I got Game of Thrones like one or two, and he put it above Breaking Bad, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he was like, got an attitude with me for a second, and then he was just like, well, to be fair, I stopped watching after season 5. I was like, well, no shit, you think it's a good there show? Yeah, look,
yeah. Warriors are up 3-1. I'm not watching this.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
yeah. You and wake then, up the next day. What?
Yeah, then he started thinking about it. He was like, yeah, I guess if they couldn't finish the job, that's going to knock it down. I was like, exactly.
Yeah, no, the pilot does a great job, and right as we're landing, now he just decides to just nosedive.
Yeah.
How was the flight? I didn't like it. It wasn't good. Like, I don't 95% of it was great. The last 5, not so much.
No, Martin, the real reason I sent you this link, I mean, what's your fucking problem?
Oh, what's your guy's problem? Trying to start a war with me?
My guys, I didn't even. What
do you mean, Tyler? You're the first.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
You're the first one to throw a punch, you slap rat.
I'll rat your slap.
I'll slap you right in the calf. Because you're the one that you started this war. I'm just getting blogged about, and then I got doubled down blogged about.
Yeah, you had to. I had to also blog it.
Listen, I didn't do this to you. You did this to you.
Correct.
It's just crazy that people don't understand the concept of why I'm doing it.
Explain yourself. Yeah,
the better. Have you ever just stuck your hand in cereal, thrown in your mouth? It's the
no.
Best
thing.
No.
Just jump on.
Yeah. Is that
true? No. Yes, I've eaten dry cereal before, Mush. Yes.
And you get the full taste, Tyler.
Okay.
And then you get to wash it down with the shit that you love to wash it down with. And I'm not the suck bag sitting there drinking the milk like it's soup on a hot summer day.
There's one thing I know about summer.
The big soup season, yeah.
4th of July, my grandfather used to break out the grill and make the best soup you've ever.
It's Halloween chili.
Yeah.
And 4th of July minestrone. Everyone knows.
Yeah. A nice 4th of July potato.
Right. It's that sentence. I got so excited. Damn. That point.
No, the ending wasn't what squandered that point. I promise you.
Because it's crazy that I'm not even going to use the word because I don't have the headspace to visit the Saggy versus Soggy right now. I can't do it because that I'll die with. It's the most right I've ever been in my entire life. Actually, besides the rubber band and the elastic.
I was going to say, you beat Feidelberg one time and you get in the big head.
Yeah.
Elastic is preposterous by him.
Actually,
one of his worst moves.
What was the take? I didn't hear this.
Oh, so
this was a doozy.
Off camera, like I was literally just hanging out, and I FaceTimed Feidelberg. We're just talking. And that's when I went to go do for the watermelon thing with Dana.
Yeah,
and I was like, I was told him about it. He goes, "Oh, dude, there's not going to be. Do you think you're gonna have the supplies?" I was like, yeah, they're gonna have rubber bands. He goes, "He lost his mind." He's like, rubber band? What did you just call that? I was like, what?
This band of rubber?
So he was mad at you for calling it. I thought you were going to be mad at him for calling it elastic.
I'm mad at him for calling
it. He goes, elastic. I was like, bro, I know for a fact. I've never heard that in my life. And that's not even an exaggeration. Not once is someone like, hey, pass me an elastic.
I've never heard that either.
I've definitely said it, but I would call it a rubber band first.
You've said an elastic?
It's got to be a Massachusetts thing.
Probably, but
yeah. Because it's not even regional, because Mush had no idea. So it's got to be like a Boston thing.
Coley, 23,000 votes in 2 hours, 91-9 was the percent in rubber bands.
I'm surprised it got that high.
Like I said, yeah, if you Google elastic, it certainly comes up. However, what I will say is, like, the beige tan one that like the universal one isn't showing up.
What?
When you search for what?
Elastic.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's more like hair scrunchies and like those kind of.
I think of like a waistband when I hear elastic.
Yeah, or under your sweatpants. That's elastic.
Yeah, I mean elastic. I mean it's technically that's more like describing like the action of a rubber band more than like you would call it just a rubber band.
Yeah, it's a band of rubber. I would call
for
it
sure.
And Coley, my friends on the internet, my dear friends, Tyler, KFC, all accusing me right away that I was the elastic bandit.
Hey, I'll apologize. In my defense. I'll apologize for that. I did think you were on the wrong side of that one, but no, it was Feidelberg all along.
Listen, I already knew you were mad at John when you started telling the story. In 5 seconds into the story, I thought you were the elastic bandit.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's not.
Yeah, good. But you got off the hook one time, and now Mush is just like, words aren't words. You're getting too cute, boy. Too cute.
I got excited after my one win started going off.
Mm-hmm. The thing that's wrong about your cereal eating methods, they produce the cereal knowing it's going to be drenched in milk. Like that's not something that's like a surprise to them. Like, oh, people are doing this at home. They make it intended for the milk.
You've never been more wrong in your life. Ever.
Okay.
They do it for the taste, you schmohawk. It's just like apple. They know they don't know you're gonna put it in peanut butter. That is gonna be
okay. Yeah, everyone knows when General Mills makes their apples. When Magic Spoon makes their apples.
Puffs is making the most chocolate it can for your tasting of how you want to do it.
They don't milk.
Everyone's no. That's upsetting me. That's insane. Mush, when you think about that.
On the side of the box, the nutrition facts. It gives you only the cereal, and then next to it, it gives you the calories with milk.
Yep.
Does it really?
Yeah,
but
on your bag of apples, it's not like calories with peanut butter.
Calories in pie.
they know that people are going to eat it both ways. They don't make it for the milk dogs.
They absolutely make it with milk in mind.
I think they do. I'll say that I do think it's a little payola, though. Like they're scratching each other's back. There's no doubt about
definitely.
It. But it's definitely made with milk in mind.
Yeah. Are you guys living in a different world? Do you think milk and cereal?
I do, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 1,000%.
I've never been more certain of anything in my life.
Were you the first parallel universe motherfucker to cross over? Because I wouldn't rule this out.
You think that milk, like, first of all, what are there even brands of milk? Like, it's just the
yes.
red cap and the blue caps, no?
Well, they have different colors, yes. But, yeah, there's different brands.
All right. I couldn't even name one milk brand right now.
Hood, Gorelick.
Hood.
Daisy.
All right, so you think Hood is just that, like, General Mills is like, hey, let's collab on this one.
Like Supreme, yeah.
There's no shit, was it?
I think we can fuck the streets up, man.
A mob of cereal?
No, I think, like with anything, while they're, like, testing something new before it goes to market, they're like, all right, let's see how quickly this sags, as you would say. And they're like, oh, man, this disintegrated instantly when wet. Like, we can't put this out. It needs a little bit more oomph to it. It needs a little bit more structure, stability.
Stick to your ribs.
You think there's just some asshole sitting there that's tasting all of these ones? Fucking
I don't
genius.
Think he eats, like, a whole fucking bowl. I think they, like, give it a check.
Yeah, he's like, I know how Frosted Flakes taste. Do I have to do this for every box we make?
Like, yes.
Billions of flakes.
I don't know. I don't think that any of what you guys are saying is true.
All right.
It's never stopped you before. So you think they make like you think they like don't even consider it?
No, it's definitely considered, but I think they're making it just for the just exactly how it tastes dry.
Okay, so where does chasing it with a shot of milk?
I think one day someone just put milk in it was like
The first day. It was the first thing anyone ever did with cereal.
Or maybe somebody was eating cereal, was like, this shit is dry. I'm going to go squeeze a cow. Like,
there's just no chance that the first day they were like someone just probably was eating cereal. Like, wow, this is really good. And one day someone had milk in a cup and drank it while, like, holy shit.
It was like the Reese's commercial. They tripped and fell into each other, and the cereal hit the milk, landed perfectly in the bowl, and the rest was history, man.
Oh, that's just crazy. Mine's actually realistic.
I think the very first cereal was oatmeal, and you can only eat that shit wet.
Oh. No, Mush probably eats dry oatmeal, so
he hates oatmeal.
Oh, I'll scream. I'm a very, very nice man. I'll scream.
what's the beef with oatmeal, Mush?
No, I've eaten it around him before, and he freaks out. He doesn't.
What's the problem? You don't like milled oats,
dude? It's so disgusting. It's just wet and slaps in your mouth. It literally just slaps in your mouth. The smell of it makes my asshole leak. It's so gross.
Fucking like brown sugar. It's delicious smell. The smell is the last thing you can chirp about it.
I would literally like
a little fruit on top of your oatmeal, a couple blueberries. Baby.
You both eat it?
Sticks to your ribs. Before your summer soup, a nice bowl of hot oats.
Some nice Memorial Day meal. Some oatmeal.
Hot oats soup for the boys.
Another.
Get around the house. Get around, boys.
Look at the fuck
miso
face.
Miso for the guys.
Look at the fuck face on the box of oatmeal. The Quaker Oats guy. Like, that's how long they've been eating that since, like, they would give some to the chickens and then they'd have some themselves.
What happened to the chickens?
I'm just saying, back like the people who were eating that. Yeah, the people who were eating that was like the 1400s. Like, they could only eat it wet. So cereal has only ever been wet.
No, that's I'm not even just no Martyisms away. That is just not true.
All right.
How much would it take for you to eat a whole bowl of oatmeal, like cereal, like as big as a bowl? How much would it take for you?
Like, honestly, if you on it like a serious number, 10 grand. I wouldn't do it with 5 grand. I really wouldn't. I can't.
What? So, do you like porridge? You know, like, is it the consistency? Because if so, I get that.
It's a real thing, but yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah, porridge is not real.
Just for the wolves and the trick or treaters or whatever that. What is
it? I've only ever seen it in storybooks. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the band, no?
Yes.
Grits. Yeah.
Did you see my chicken tweet? Did you like that one at least?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know if I did.
I was going to say, I didn't. Chicken, not a word like dolphin. Yeah.
Mixtape is just makes me know that you guys don't look at any of my tweets.
I don't know what half of them mean, man.
I mean, you're on here because of your fucking dolphin tweet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And you know what, Tyler? That's true. I don't know what yours mean half the
time. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, it's mutual.
How fucking long ago was this?
Yeah, what's this chicken tweet?
Control F chicken.
I'm certainly not going to do that.
I've never heard those words in that order. Just say control F chicken, dumb dumb.
Want me to just explain it?
I mean, literally, that didn't even do it. So either you spelled chicken wrong, which is certainly on the table.
Talk it out for us while he finds it.
Right. Sometimes I do forget the K, Coley.
Chicken.
So I was making chicken cutlets, correct? So I had the chicken in my hand, and then you have to slap it in egg, and it's like, it's full circle. Sperm to a chicken. Chicken's dead. Chicken's back into the egg. That's just a full life of a chicken.
That's a good tweet, Mush. I don't know if you worded it this way.
It was a video, so I couldn't.
Oh, okay.
No, you got me looking for a fucking.
For a tweet. Oh, you could have just went to media.
Thanks.
No, that's a good one, Mush. Full circle. That's a good thought.
Yeah, that's just like imagine
slather anything else in what it used to be. It's a bizarre thing to do for cooking.
I thought the chicken was the egg was the chicken's poop. That's Besides the tweet.
I don't think that's your worst thought. So
which one do you think came first, mush, chicken, or the egg?
I don't really understand. I never understood this question.
One of them had to have theoretically come before the other.
Yeah. Like one of them, one came from the other, right? An egg came from a chicken, or the egg turned into a chicken, right?
Correct. Like a butterfly and a cocoon.
Yeah. So which one came first? Was it an egg first that turned into a chicken? Or was it a chicken first that hatched or that laid an egg?
I think it has to be a chicken.
Hmm. Where does it come from, Mush?
Or it could have been a fucked up dinosaur, because they're the only ones else that drop eggs. Has anyone ever thought of that?
The only one else.
The only one else.
One dinosaur was a little bit smaller than the others, and somebody had some hot grease cooking or something, and it was just a bad day for him, and the rest was history.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, but did you guys talk about Hubs' cereal when?
Oh, yeah.
Than mine.
Yeah, no, his is real bad. I'm pretty sure I blocked his.
His was that's sad.
Yeah, it was microwaving cereal.
He microwaved the cereal for 15 seconds.
That's chaos.
Yeah.
Literally only cats do that.
Cats love microwaves.
Picturing Garfield just like, before my lasagna, time to heat up some fruity pebbles. You know, does Tommy eat it with like a fork? Like, what's his terrible way to eat cereal?
I know he got something.
Yeah, he didn't say anything. Tommy's, something else at all. I don't like Cheerios. Cheerios are gross. Cheerios,
that's a fine take.
Cheerios are ridiculous. I always hear children eating Cheerios on that little tray they eat on.
Yeah.
And they got like savages. Does your daughter do that?
No, she's not even close to solid food.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, gotta wonder what she's afraid of.
Just the milk.
Well, when you get a chance, can you ask her about, does she like it in a cereal?
First thing I'm gonna do when she can speak.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
She'll be on her desk tomorrow morning.
I'll report back. Yeah, no, it's Cheerios are fine. Like, I'm honey nut guy. Apple cinnamon, good. I know Charlie likes the frosted ones. Plain Cheerios, no.
Gross.
They had the vision, right? Like, they came along. They had a walk so apple cinnamon could run. So they're necessary in that sense. But now, yeah, if you're buying, like, plain Cheerios now, I don't know, things probably not going too well.
Yeah, you've got a heart problem. Yeah.
Things not going real well.
That's your wife coming home from the supermarket. Like, the cholesterol. That's
right. Yeah. It's got vitamin E.
Yeah.
I have two questions for you, Kelly.
Okay.
One, great. This was a fantastic interview with Andre Drummond.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Did he not want to show his face?
No, he sure didn't.
I love that. Kind of love that.
You got to respect it.
Is also the perfect person to make fun of in the NBA in any situation.
Who?
Tony Snell. Snell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Any situation, imagine Tony Snell doing that. That's funny.
Yeah. And
second thought, Dak Prescott. You really think he turned that down?
No.
No, I think you'd be an idiot if you think he turned it.
Unless it was like zero guaranteed dollars, and they were like, "Yeah, we'll give you infinity billion."
You don't think it was offered, Mush?
I don't think he got offered $175 million. Like, I think because that's literally the thing. Like, he'd call his friends, and be like, "You believe these fucking morons want to pay me $175 million?"
See, I kind of, because it's like, okay, the offer only keeps going up,
right?
So if he's like, I mean, I could just wait 2 months for it to be 185, like without doing a single thing different. I just need one other quarterback to sign, or I'll just wait. So I don't think it's that crazy for him to just be like, okay, yeah, just keep offering me bigger numbers.
I just don't see, like, he stinks.
Stinks is strong. We see stinky quarterbacks.
What, you guys Cowboys fans now? He stinks.
You know me.
Yeah, no, I'm no Cowboys fan, but he's put up fine numbers for like several years in a row. He's consistent. Is he clearly the best quarterback in the league? No, of course not. Can you name 10 quarterbacks right now better than him? No, you can't.
But that salary would be the highest paid quarterback they've ever had.
It'd be the highest ever of anyone's ever had. And then next year, Mahomes will break that.
That's what I'm saying. That's how the highest paid is never the best. Like, that's just how it's whoever hit free agency recently. That's just how it goes. Whoever goes right after Mahomes, I don't even know what draft that is. That the Baker, Lamar? Yeah, Watson. Like Lamar.
If Deshaun Watson signs a week after Mahomes, he'll be the highest paid.
Yeah. Well, I was the thing with them, they might not ever sign because each of them is going to be I can't sign until he signs. But whoever whatever that next class, I think that's the Baker, Rose, and all that. Yeah. Yeah, Baker's going to be like, I want $50 million a year. That's just what the market is.
That is true.
And Lamar Jackson will say, okay, I want 60. That's just how it goes.
Anything, Mahomes and them are telling Dak, don't take this.
Yeah, hook up.
That's why. I believe they offered it. I believe he turned it down. I believe that.
That was a nice discussion.
Kirk Cousins is not good, and he's getting so much money, Mush.
So much money.
You think Kirk Cousins is better than Dak?
No, he stinks.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. And Kirk Cousins got, I think, 85 all guaranteed and then just signed another just because he was available. That's all it is. You're available and you can play 16 games. Sucks. Yeah.
He's a very average quarterback. We'll pay him whatever he wants just so our defense could try and win some games.
Yeah. Dude, Teddy Bridgewater, the Saints backup last year. Now, he shouldn't have been a backup, but he just got, I think, $20 million a year.
Yeah.
So it's
that's the backup effect, though, because he was sick as a backup of three games he played.
Yeah.
That's the magic.
Taysom Hill, though. He's a bigger Lamar Jackson, a faster Tom Brady. He's got it all.
I just fucking shit on Taysom Hill's chest. I hate him.
He might like that, man.
Yeah. Honestly, I think he would like that. That loser.
Think Taysom Hill's better than Dak Prescott?
Who?
You think Taysom Hill is better than Dak Prescott?
No.
See? It's one of those, you're going to look up and be like, it's 18 names that you wouldn't take Dak over. It's like, shit, I guess he is a top 10 or 12 guy.
That's how sad he is right now. Did you see the 4th and 15 thing, though?
Oh, instead of the onside kick?
Yeah, instead of onside kicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Two attempts at 4th and 15s to – it shouldn't
– Two?
But I thought it was one.
No, two attempts.
That should be 3rd and 15 then.
It should be 4th and 25. That's a normal play.
I thought it was you get one try, but you had to pick up at least 15 yards. If it's two tries, the Chiefs should just cut their punter right now and just sign another receiver.
If it's two tries, is it on the first one you get 7, now it's 4th and 8, or you go right back and you have to get 15 again?
I'm going to look for the tweet right now.
But yeah, I'm trying to find it now. Either way.
Clubs today received updated playing rules. Most interesting, an alternate to the onside kick that will allow a team a chance to maintain a possession by going for a 4th and 15 from a 25-yard line. Oh, so it's one. It's only one.
Okay, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of kicking off after a late score in the fourth quarter, a team would have the option for one offensive play from its 25-yard line. It would need to gain at least 15 yards to retain possession.
4th and 15 is a regular play for the Chiefs. Why would you
A 16-yard gain is replacing an onside kick?
Onside kicks literally win you the game.
But what I'm saying, we see – how many successful onside kicks do we see a year? Four?
I think it's 4 to 5. No joke.
Yeah. I feel like if you replace it with this, I feel like we'd have that shattered by the first month of the season.
The Chiefs could literally set a record of never playing defense.
Yeah.
Just
Yeah, no, we on kickoff, we're just going to kick over the ball. 88 to nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, defense literally just never leaves the field.
Yeah.
They just cut all their defenders and just get more offensive players. I like that they're trying things, though, because the onside kick, it can go, man. Again, it happened successfully 4 times a year. It can go.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss the onside kick.
No.
Not at all.
Kickoffs.
Yeah, I was happy when they changed that. More touchbacks, good. Because, the one 100-yard punt return you get, once every 4 weeks just ain't worth it.
It's not worth it at all.
Right. It was sick in the Giants-Ravens Super Bowl, though, where there were like three touchdowns in 30 seconds because they kept running them back. That was sick. But we already saw that. So it's like pitchers hitting in baseball, like KFC, that dodo head always likes to be like, well, we wouldn't have Bartolo Colon's home run. Listen, we got it. We got that home run. We're not going to get it again.
Like, and nobody else is really talking about it besides the Mets fans.
Right.
that's the biggest argument against it. Yeah, yeah, only Met fans want to deny it.
Yeah.
Aren't they doing all DH, though, this year? Like, for the proposed season to come back, aren't they doing DH leagues?
Breaking news, Marty is on top of that. All DHs. Did you see that breaking news tweet I had, too?
I did. Jared's refuting it.
How is Jared doing? Well, Jared did refute it because he'll never – Jared says he has all the information and just doesn't tweet it because he, like,
never. Said,
love my sources. What the fuck's the point of having a source then?
Did you have none?
All I saw was the email the MLB sent to a player.
Okay.
And that was exactly, I read it word for word and just tweeted it. Didn't
matter. So all, all DH, this feels like a very, I don't know what pandemic had to do with getting all DH in, but that was just somebody who's like, listen, this is our, it's now or never, dude.
Like, well, they've been talking about it for a while. Like, it was going to go to vote like 2 years from now, whenever the CBA was up, and it was probably going to get over, like, brought into the NL. So this feels like the NBA switching the schedule around to release on Christmas every year. Like, this is the MLB's version. Like, yeah, it's just DH Central for everyone right now.
Yeah, no, it's best for the pandemic. You don't want the pitcher touching the ball and then the bat. It's just a lot.
And the 50-man roster thing makes sense because there's, like, no minor leagues, so they just have a shit ton of players on.
I didn't even think about that, dude. Like, minor leaguers already don't get paid anything.
Yeah, that's rough. Do you think there's the same amount of people at a horse race than a baseball game? Take the no fans.
What?
Yeah, run it by me again, man.
Do you think there's the same amount
of many horses in a baseball game as there are at the track?
Can a horse go nine innings? Is what I'm asking.
Because I saw this man, and this man had some movement.
He was dealing.
Try this again.
So we were talking about the amount of people at a baseball game. Like, if we do 50-man roster, so it would still be 25 people on the roster, but coaches and, like, umpires and all that shit.
All the, like, essential people.
Yeah, like horse race. The jockeys. Those trainers, is that the same? Because they're running races and shit. So we're seeing, like, do they match up? Like, is it almost? I think it's way less for the horse races. And
I think I agree with that. Yeah.
Being mean, smaller people.
Yeah, less mass.
Less.
I think I agree. Because it's really, I feel like their trainer, like the owner, and then everybody else is like owner's family, friends, like shit, like not essential people. So, yeah, I think horse would be much fewer people. Lesser, fewer, not as many people.
What are you looking at, Coley? What's wrong with you?
It's a terrible question. What are you talking? Who cares?
Would Mike Trout win the Kentucky Derby, Mick? Answer me.
We've talked some outlandish stuff, but at least it's typically interesting. Like, where do horses come from?
That's the
horse or the egg.
Yes.
Like, it's a hot debate. Like, we can't have more people than a horse race at a baseball game. Otherwise, the corona.
Yeah, no, that's Manfred won't allow that.
Horse racing is happening.
Okay.
So if horse racing can happen and we have the same amount of people there, baseball can happen.
Yeah, but also you got to factor in half of the people there are horses. I don't know how I know it's jumping from animals, but I don't know how, like, if it's more likely to spread from horse to human or vice versa. Baseball, everybody touching that baseball, man.
Yeah. There's no, like, tag plays and horse, right? There's no horses, like, slide into second.
Run down. Yeah.
Tag plays? You think tag plays? Swipe. You got the corona?
Yeah.
You just lay the tag on him and he's just positive. Oh, yeah.
Listen, no one knows how you fucking get this thing. Getting tagged out, it's a snap throw from catcher to first. Yeah, boom. You're out and you got the big run.
A guy just spits his snuff out, whole locker room's got
it. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, they've talked about bannings. Like, I can't wait to see the first person ejected for, like, throwing a fat lip in and spitting a huge wad on the steps. It's like, you're out of here, pal.
Yeah, you're done. That's basically bioterrorism. But you're out of here.
That's literally just so they can get it going. Like, we're banning spitting. They're all going to do it.
Yeah, they have. Like, what do you mean? You can't just tell people, especially baseball players, like, this is all they have. All they do is dip.
Since they were like 14. Like,
right. Bro, that's the only thing you look forward to. That's it.
Because the only reason they play baseball, because it looked cool.
Yeah, the game's
cool. Dip, yeah.
I want to dip. I want all this stuff.
Imagine if Jordan dipped, like, on court.
Oh. He had what's my man? Gus just keeps the spittoon on the side. Gus just follows him like a referee. So he turns and spits, and Gus is just catching it.
Yeah, hitting that shot in Utah and then turning and making that ping sound in an empty arena.
Yeah.
You know, hockey players put like a cut in their foot and put it. That shit's gross.
In between their toes. They cut in because they can't spit on the ice, which I don't know why. I'd be spitting all over the fucking ice.
Yeah, it feels like it'd freeze immediately, right? We'll just skate over.
No, it's like smart, you schmoes.
I'm still even better. But so like
they're playing Mario Kart
I think they'd be fine, is my point. But in between periods and shit, like they'll take their skates off, they'll take their sock off, and then they'll like cut in between their toes, put like a wad of chew in there, and it will get into their bloodstream that way.
That's just
That's innovation. I took a edible patch like that. They're like, no, put it on the top of your foot. I was like, this feels like how heroin starts, but it was lit. It very much lit.
Wait a second, you put an edible on your toe?
Yeah, it was like basically like a nicotine patch, but it was an edible, and they were like on THC apparently, patch. Yeah, like the veins at the top of your foot. I don't know if it's because they're like there's not a lot of skin there, but yeah, for whatever reason, I guess it gets in your bloodstream quickest or strongest, whatever. The shit worked though, so yeah, if they're taking snuff through their toes, man, hockey a wild sport.
Wild,
completely hypothetical. Do you have any more?
Hypothetically hit my line.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, hockey. The one thing I'll never understand about hockey is like they're like Zdeno Chara is like 75 years old.
Who is?
The really tall guy on the Bruins.
He's like 6'9" or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like 50 years old. Joe Thornton also like 50 years old. They're like I feel like every team has like one like geriatric, and it's easily like one of the two most physically demanding sports we have. I just don't know how that keeps how does that keep happening?
I feel like what you lose in speed, you make up in old man strength.
I guess.
So I can kind of see like. He's not going to lose the ability to skate. It'll be coming slower. But if they're coming at him, you're not knocking a 51-year-old off his block. You're not moving him one bit. So
I can't lie that you all three of us are getting older and we're way weaker than we were.
Oh, by far. All three of us professional athletes, yes.
It may.
But still, even like older people look like they're stronger. I'm getting weaker.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is, Mush?
I don't know, man. This body's no good.
Let's all three of us juice during pandemic. Let's all juice during quarantine and just come out just jacked.
I think that's a perception. I think
we should have started like 2 months ago when it started.
I don't think we're getting out of this shit. I don't think there's any rush.
You don't think so? Saying,
I really don't. I don't. You think we almost home free, Mush?
No, I think they're just going to have to open it and it's like, do whatever you want. People are like, we've done it for 2 months. It's getting worse.
Has any other country in the world did this?
No.
I haven't seen literally any other. Be like, I need my coffee. Only us. I haven't seen a single country.
Oh, like going nuts like us?
Yeah, to open back up.
Dude, Florida's open to 50%. They're living, there's no masks.
We got to be close, yeah. Georgia's got to be close.
That's it's insane. It just doesn't make sense that we're all not doing the same thing.
Yeah, because people won't fucking listen.
No. No, that's the thing. I think we would be like out of the woods if everyone listened from the get-go. Yeah. But they didn't.
No, yeah, New Zealand's out of the woods because they did a four-week complete shutdown and people listen. China, most people listen, and they still had like a second surge. So it's I don't think we getting out of this no time soon.
Completely different subject. Yandel asked me this question. He said, would you rather drink the water from the tub or after a shower, after someone showers, that water, or the water from tuna fish can?
Whose shower?
One of your friends.
My close personal friend, Rihanna?
Yeah. Beyonce, yeah, no. I'll take it with two creams and a straw. You said, that's really my one, though. I cannot do tuna juice, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate it, yeah.
Tuna, I wouldn't even eat the tuna. I'd rather eat the shower than the tuna.
Is it the same amount?
Yeah, like 8 ounces of both or whatever, 6 ounces, whatever.
I can take a measuring cup to it. I don't know.
Well, because it's like if I only have to drink the small amount of tuna juice.
You know what, Cole? Those people are asswipes that ask me more questions after the question I just asked them. I didn't
get them off your back, Mush.
I didn't do the logistics. You're drinking it.
I think I'm with you, Mushy. Give me that shower water. I don't want no part of tuna fish water.
I think Coley's slurping the water, the tuna.
If it's like, 2 ounces versus like a whole bathtub full, that's why I was fucking asking.
I'm not good with the metric system, so I don't know.
I don't think several kilometers are like, yeah. They like fucking nailed down. Not a single system.
Dude, that's what shit like that, like NASA and shit, bro. We give them too much. We give them too much credit.
Tear them down. Get NASA out of here.
No,
bring them down a peg.
No, I think we need them. We do need them, but
Do we need NASA right now?
Especially because we haven't been to the moon since 1972. Yeah, no, we haven't. But we give them credit, like Quigs. So he was from NASA, blah, blah. I mean, I didn't call him fat.
I remember when he worked for NASA, yes.
He did.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that these professions, too much credit. We don't even know what they do just because we know they're smart.
I think we do that a lot with, and this isn't the best time to go on this rampage, doctors.
No.
I'm so in, Coley.
Barstool Sports show reams doctors during pandemic.
Coley, I'm still in now. I mean, these doctors don't know what the hell they're doing. They just
I don't go that far.
They don't know shit.
They have like an impossible job a lot of the time where they're just trying to narrow down what you have, but a lot of them won't listen. That's my biggest, like when I had blood clots, they told me I tore my ACL and I had to cause a scene in the emergency room because I knew this guy was a fucking asshole. And then finally they gave me the blood clot test and they're like, oh yeah, big clot. And it's like, no shit, dude. That how I saw my father have to constantly battle them to get like what he wanted done and be so often right. Like I get it. You got a lot of patients. It's a tough job. But sometimes it's clean the shit out of yours.
Yeah, no, I believe that. They don't listen for shit because they're told that they're smarter than you.
Yeah.
Or that it's like, listen, I saw a case in 78, guy thought he had a blood clot. It was a torn ACL. You have a torn ACL. Like,
right.
Give him an extra. All right, MRI.
I had another doctor tell me you can't walk on a torn ACL. And I was like, Logan Mankins played an entire season, Super Bowl and all, on two torn ACLs.
Yeah.
And
then we got playoff, yeah.
Also, like that's like I thought that was the most thing everyone knows. You just can't cut on it. Like,
right? You can't go laterally.
You can't run around. You can't do that. But you can walk fine.
Yeah, no, big argument with this was a different state's hospitals. I had that argument. So yeah, also,
was the doctor? How old was the blood clot ACL doctor?
He wasn't that old.
Okay, because I have a thing. I was like, I feel like doctors should have to get recertified like drivers now.
Yeah,
like if you're a doctor and you're 70 years old, I'm not saying you can't be a doctor anymore, but there have been so many advancements since you were in medical school, dude. You just need a little refresher or something. Every couple of years, keep your certification. Yeah, Dr. Tom's fucking 85. And is like, you're like, AIDS? No, I've never heard of it. No, I can't. I'm not familiar. I just.
Can you imagine being a doctor listening to this, going from dolphins to us bashing doctors?
I can't imagine there's ever been a single doctor who's listened to this show.
That's how it's at. We're going to go.
You reach out to me, I'll put you in your place.
Yeah, you're gonna get 100 replies from @MD Dr. such and such 85.
I want you to start going with the Borellis when they deliver food and being like, you should have to pay for this, you trash.
You feel good? You feel good about yourself?
Put you on a pedestal for no reason.
Yeah, it's like right now, since we're giving you the food for free, you have to take this berating from this guy. Marty comes in, thank you. You stink. You know, stink.
I'll take from here, Mr. Borelli. Yeah.
It's my time to shine.
The doctor's like, oh, food's really good. This is fair.
I think I'd like that. I'm just sitting there just getting berated. It's like, yeah, no, I'm not shit. No, not at all. Not in the slightest. Yes. Bad person I am. No, it's pepperoni. Thin crust. Yeah.
Another thing I meant to tell you guys, giraffes don't really sleep.
I can see that.
Yeah, I think it's too much work for them to sleep, like because they're like getting up and down from standing up all the time is probably a lot. But they only sleep from 10 minutes to 2 hours a day.
They're like professional basketball players.
The hell does that mean?
Basketball players, did you know that much? Basketball players don't sleep.
I think they sleep a very good amount.
When? They finish a game 8 to what, 11 o'clock. You got to get dressed, do media, all that, get home. You're wide, like when you get home from the office, do you go right to bed? No, you're up. So
Tony Snell sleeps 19 hours a day.
I don't think Tony Snell's ever went to sleep. I'm going to push back on that much. I don't think he's
in his life. Stop. No media talking to Tony Snell.
We want to.
We would love to talk to Tony Snell.
I'll listen to that no matter what. When you guys ever get, because you will get him, John Morant, will you let me on the show?
If he'll allow it.
I could just sit there. I don't have to say a word.
You're coming to Memphis with us when we talk to work.
Yeah, when the world reopens, we'll head on down to Memphis.
We'll talk to him through mask, and he'll punch yours right off your face. Yeah, listen, it's like 11 o'clock. That's why they go out gambling, man. They're wide awake with disposable. Like, think about that. Think about James Harden making, I don't know what he made, like 200 grand a night or whatever.
Yeah.
Like per game. So if he's just in a city, he's like, if I lose 200 grand, yeah, we played in Detroit tomorrow. Like, I'll be fine.
That's so insane, dude. Like, I buy a fucking nice Outback steak dinner. I'm like, that's right. Just back 2 days.
That's what I'm saying. And you're coasting off that for like a month, like had a hot hand last month. You're telling people about it for 6 months. Yeah. I was like, nah, I had a bad hand in Boston, man. I think I lost 250. Yeah, man. On to the next night.
Yeah.
I fouled out in 3 minutes, so still made 200 grand.
But then some nights you're going to win, right? It's going to be a night where it's like, oh, yeah, I hit. I'm up 400 grand. And then after that, are you going to want to sleep? I wouldn't.
No.
You're up 400 grand or down 400 grand? I'm not sleeping either way.
I guess you really only sleep when you play like Cleveland and like other places like that.
And stink towns?
What?
Stink towns?
Yeah, stink towns.
I think it's all plain sleep.
I like talking about people and things that stink.
Same. It's much less fun talking about things that are good.
All that Jordan talk was a real drag.
You guys like grandmas? Love grandmas. Love grandmas. Everybody loves grandmas.
Jordan's kind of a fraud not talking about the Wizards.
Oh, let's get to it.
That's all I think people want to hear about is him on the Wizards. Like, pal, what were you doing? The Washington Wizards you went to?
And that was older, man.
And fucking Gilbert, speaking of the Wizards, Gilbert Arenas winning the lottery?
That was insane.
Yeah, how much did he win?
It's like $350,000.
That's not being talked about enough at all.
Well, because I don't think people know if it's real or not.
Also, is that the news you want to hear, Mush? Multi-millionaire with hit lot in this time? Like,
honestly, Gilbert Arenas, I'm okay with because he's such a wild
wins car at the mall.
I feel like Gilbert Arenas forgot he played in the NBA and like he forgot he had money. Like he's like, fuck. After he retires, like fuck, it's all gone.
Yeah, like he's been retired for like he's been out of his career for what, 5-6 years, but he's only what, 33, 34? Like it's gotta be a wild feeling. Yeah. How old is Gil?
I wanna say 40.
I was like, I feel like he quit relatively early because the injuries. He 38.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 38. All right.
So he last played in, let's see, 2013, and that was overseas. So he's been retired for 7 years, and he's just absurdly rich and has nothing to do. It's good
extremely
life.
Extremely rich.
It's good life.
He didn't even play the lot. Like, they played the lottery on his behalf.
Because, the thing I didn't get, when did he tell the person his numbers?
I guess he goes all the time. Like, he plays them every week, regardless of, like, how much it is or how little it is. Because he said he goes to, which I think you'll appreciate this, he only goes to that specific gas station because they let him go behind the counter and press the buttons.
Yep, 1,000,000%. I used to go to a bar just so I could do that.
Like, how?
Play the soda gun.
But listen, how much money did that bar get out of you over the years? Thousands.
So much money, dude.
Yeah, let him pour his own Sprite. Who cares? Like, he's gonna.
Because I go to the bar and I'm like, I'm actually a big stealer of the soda thing. Like, when they're not looking, I go back.
Oh.
Yeah, I might have started Corona.
Why we're never getting outside, Mush? If you were here right now, I'd punch you in the stomach.
Yeah.
I promise. I know, because I can see you doing it too. Sloppy mouth. Root beer everywhere.
But yeah, dude, anyone like, I'm a big, if they just let me do one little thing that someone can't do, it's the best. My gas
station. That I agree with.
I go to a gas station just because they pump my gas. They don't pump anyone else's gas.
Is that what they tell you?
They tell you that.
Well, that just is for you.
That is true. Like, why do you think Glennie goes to fucking My Hero all the time? They treat him like gold.
I mean, My Hero makes a good sandwich.
Do they?
Oh yeah. How do you not know that?
I've never been. I don't like to go to things that people hype up a lot.
Are they not on that part of the island?
Glennie lives like an hour away from me.
No, I know that, but I thought it was like a chain out there.
Oh no.
You sure?
What's it called? My Hero.
My Hero.
It's like so they call submarine sandwiches heroes. So it's just like a really good like deli, pretty much.
Do you guys go to places that people hype up?
Of course,
it depends. Like if it's, I'm hesitant once I hear like it too hyped up. But if I hear a good place, I don't mind. But I will say like if it's not good, I'm not gonna continue the hype.
That's what I'm saying though, because most of the time I'm like. Was it that good? Was it that great of an experience? I don't know.
I said, you got to catch it. Like, if 10 people told you it was good, that's too many. You got to go when, like, 3 people told you it was good.
Yeah, like, dude, I just heard about this place. Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're, like, expecting way too much.
Yeah. I'm like, after, oh, okay, you're the third person to say this. I'm going to go check this out. If you wait till, like, 15, yeah, there's no way it can live up to the expectations. Too late.
Or if it's, like, 2 completely unrelated people in your life and, like, short proximity. Like one day, like you hear it, if I hear it today from Marty and I hear it tomorrow from like my childhood friend who like doesn't even follow any of this. And they're just like, have you heard this or have you watched this show? And I'm like, oh, someone was just telling me about that yesterday. Now I know if it's like in these, if it's crossed all these different bridges and all these different paths, like, yeah, I might need to check this out.
And I'm like, once I hear it from one of, yeah, you're right. If I hear it from like two totally different people, I'm doing it that night.
Right. Yeah, you check it out immediately.
Yeah.
But like 100 people, yeah. Like if 100 people tell you it's the best sandwich you ever have, it's like, yeah, there's no way. There's no way it'll be that good.
No.
And also, if Glennie tells me a sandwich is good, that's a man who knows a good sandwich.
That's why they treat him good in there. You know, end up on the other side of booze and burgers.
Can we talk about something then? Do you really trust?
No.
Do you trust bigger men with food?
It depends. There's a point where you go too, like we were talking about this in the office one day, like truly like super large human beings usually eat like the least tasty
anything,
food
yeah.
ever. Cause they'll just eat whatever and like yeah. they'll cover it and just like they eat just really basic shit, but a lot of it.
Yeah, like 4 packs of bacon every day. Like
yeah,
carton of it. Yeah,
yeah.
I'll say like, most big guys, I feel like everybody has a specialty though.
Yeah, okay.
Like I might not listen to like a big guy on everything, but if he's like, listen, when I'm telling you this pizza place or whatever, it's like, okay, you got a good gauge on Italian. I'm gonna listen to you, but I can't. Yeah. If you tell me like everything is good, then I'm not gonna trust your seafood take too.
Me and Dave got into an argument about a burger place in Boston one day, and he was like, I think it's trash. I'm like, it's incredible. And he was like, well, I went there with Holly Mangold, and she thought it was trash, too. And I was like, well, A, that's pretty rude. B, there's, like, constantly a lineup, like, around the block at this place.
Right.
Like, so clearly people, like, find this really good. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, you yeah. and the one person who the first time you met was trying to, like, make a good impression with you, agreeing with you that a yeah. place is bad. Doesn't exactly do it for me.
Right.
He's a very easy person to agree with, too.
For sure. It's put cameras on and shit like that. Right. And you just, yeah, you're not going to just, not everyone's just going to be like, no, fuck you. This is a delicious burger.
Right. It's amazing.
Like, you are, I'd actually take Lenny's My Hero over any burger thing he asked me about. Does that make any sense? Because he always talks about My Hero just because.
Yeah, right. See, like that's what I might not trust Glennie on burgers. Like he does, but he eat a lot of burgers, and I mean, everybody's eating a lot of everybody's eating a lot of burgers. But if he tells me, like, they got a good sub place, I take his word on it.
Yeah,
but that's also like he's just been going there his whole life, and everyone in that section of Long Island is obsessed with My Hero. Like it's not even just him,
right? Yeah,
what are you talking about? How do you know?
My ex from college lived there.
There,
that area.
My Heroes.
What? Her family and friends loved it?
All of her friends did, yeah.
I don't buy it.
You're not buying it, Mush? Call him out.
I don't buy it.
What is it?
Collie's just rubbing me the wrong way tonight. I don't know what he's doing.
I invited you to this program so you could clear your name. Yeah, no, trust me. You want to talk about the bowling alley in Massapequa, friend? I'll talk about the fucking bowling alley.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you had this much knowledge about the island.
We've certainly talked about this.
Probably have.
JFK High School, National Cheerleading Competition. Yeah, that's right, Tyler. National Cheerleading Champs, like 7 years in a row.
Did you believe that fucking Kentucky's cheerleading's like 23 of 35?
Yeah. Wait, what's 23 or 35?
23 championships out of 35.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, they were dominant. And, yeah, no, they just got taken down a peg. It happens.
Oh,
they were literally partying too hard.
Did you watch the rundown when Dave was talking about that? He goes, what? Every cheerleader gets naked and throws each other into the lake.
That was my whole thing. Like, when it came out, it was like, because I was hearing, I was like, Kentucky cheerleading program under. I was like, oh boy, this is going to be like the Olympic
Michigan game. State shit.
Yeah, it was really bad. And they were like, they said they were getting intoxicated and throwing each other naked into the water. And I'm like, where's the bats? Like, this sounds
sick.
Sounds like these people were, like, they were of age. They were consenting to be naked and thrown. That's a crime these days? I was waiting for all the Olympic stuff, and I was like, oh boy. And no, it was just, they were literally having too much fun.
Did you hear that Duke's loss doesn't count this year to SF Austin?
Why? Is it ineligible?
They got penalized. They can't make the tournament for a couple of years now. They were cheating.
What did they, like, give them, paying guys money like Duke gave Zion?
Well, it's crazy. It's crazy that idiots just think that that's the truth. You think that's actually going to happen? No.
100%. Yeah, no one would ever pay one of the highest recruited high school basketball players of all time.
They don't need to. They already had the number two guy. They didn't need the number one.
All right, Zion wasn't even number one, I don't think.
How do you think they got the number two guy?
Yeah.
He did it before. don't you Skrill at me. That's not still Skrill.
This is the best hand sign in the world. Everybody knows what you do that. Everybody knows what you mean.
Everywhere, every country, every language, you know what this is.
Yeah, people can't see this that are listening. To this. When you rub your thumb on your first two fingers like money,
if you also here, give a glare. You never do it with like wide open eyes, too. You also give a glare. Yeah. It's always, you son of a bitch, give me that fucking money. Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows what that is. Like, if you see it in public, it's like, wait a minute. That guy's some money. Let's see how this plays out. Whoever invented that snapped.
Well, not quite. They were close, though.
I don't get it. You can't be doing jokes to me.
But listen, RJ
this Barrett, time of night, you're right.
Cam Reddish. Zion Williams. Yeah. Oh, I mean, he's very cool, but.
Good guy. Trash basketball player.
All right. I actually saw something the other day, like by month this year, like his points per game and his true shooting or something like that per month. And by when did it all end? March, like early March, he was up to like 17.5 points and like 65% true shooting. And it was just like, I think Rudy Gobert saw what was happening with Cam Reddish and was like, I got to put an end to this before this guy wins MVP.
By April, he'll get 52 a game.
He was really doing that well.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I was admittedly very low coming in on Cam, and he's gotten noticeably better by the month. And he's been really good defensively this all year.
He's on that team where, like, you kind of lose track of what they're doing because Trae Young is, like, he's on the Hawks, right?
Yes.
So I'm only making sure before I sell you an idiot.
No, smart.
Yeah, because Trae Young drops like 50, and like when he drops 18 or 20, it doesn't matter. But like when he gets hot, he is an unreal shooter. Like, and even like when he's a little like, but against FSU, that's the only time I ever saw it ever happen at Duke because he never scored at Duke. But FSU, he was unreal.
That was a game that came back, wasn't it?
Yeah, it came back, and he was just banging everywhere. Like Zion fouled out, and he was just banging threes everywhere.
I watched that game at a strip club. Good time. With Roddy White. Good times.
Atlanta's a wild place. The last strip club I was at was about a year or two ago with Quigs.
Yeah, it was.
We went to a strip club.
NASA. Nass and titties. I got two. I'm hot. What were you going to say, Mush?
You son of a bitch. We went to, I don't know if I told you this, guys, but we went to, these two girls were like, you know when girls sometimes get drunk, they think it's cool to go to a strip club, even though you're going to be spending all the money and not doing anything to anything.
That's why it's very cool for them.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's
the coolest, yeah.
So we went and we're just sitting there, it's like about 6 a.m. and it's way too late. And these girls like just take out coke and start blowing lines. And they're like, all right, you guys are in, right? We're like, me and Quigs are like, we did a lot last night.
We got to get up early, yeah.
I don't know.
Like, my cocaine bills at home, sorry. Yeah.
They're like, some losers do it. We're like, oh, all right. We're like, well, we can't do it in public. So we took the coke. It's a lot of coke. And just went to the bathroom, put it down, flush it down the toilet. And came back to the club table with us. Me and Quinn just like this. What's up, ladies?
And they were like, did they buy it? Of course they bought it. Because they were on coke. Yeah.
We were like, they're like, you did all that? Like, yeah, why? You don't do that much?
They were like, these guys are bad.
About 45 times in a row.
Wow.
They gave you like a full eight ball, and you were just like, oh, yeah, now we one line.
Much plus 17.5 down the toilet. Whole brick.
I wish I had an actual visual of just how much, because with you saying like a lot of cocaine varies so much from person to person. Like some, yeah.
You muted yourself.
Can't hear the mic, man.
I didn't do shit. I don't know what happened. I saw it happen.
But I heard him talking.
Yeah. A lot like the KB trace amounts found in his hotel in Vegas. Like to some people, that's a lot.
Residue, yeah.
Yeah. And then to other people, it's like if it's not an entire shipping container full, I don't think it's a lot. So with you saying that, I don't, it could be like a ball. It could be just a little bit, but it's very funny to like, I wish Quiggs had a picture.
Yeah, he probably does with his stupid NASA mind.
Yeah, just one, like a fish.
We caught a big one today.
Yeah,
I can't believe that they gave it to y'all like on good faith.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they would have been like, okay, yeah, let's go in the bathroom. And then y'all would have had to put the to the grindstone, yeah.
Have you never done coke mush?
What? No, I've never have. I can't breathe through my nose, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, terrible.
Did he overdose? Suffocated. Killed him dead.
He got stuck in his nose. You couldn't breathe for shit.
Yeah, so he went down real quick.
Well, I didn't just breathe through his mouth. Panic attack. He couldn't remember he could do that.
Well, God, he was eating the coke, too, for some reason. It was all
cold. Yeah.
Oh boy!
When you offer someone coke, like you think they're kind of cool, I can't believe those two girls looked across that table and saw me and Quiggs. Like, yeah, these guys are coke guys.
Well, yeah, when I see Sean Quigmire, I see cocaine cowboy number one.
Sean bitches Quigmire and Marty coke white
Blanco mush. Yeah.
Marty Escobar Mush stepping out on the scene. I got to go out with you and Quiggs, man. Y'all be getting to it. What kind of strip clubs is this in New York?
Yeah, this was in Queens, too. We walked out of there at like 8 o'clock in the morning, just miserable. That's always a sad sight to see when it's dark, when it's light out, when you walk out.
Did you guys go make some hay with the ladies? Y'all have breakfast, get some numbers or something?
We did absolutely nothing with them. They were just, I think they just wanted friends. It was so sad. We put in so much damn time.
I was going to say, till 8 in the morning?
Because, like, by 4, me and him are like, dude, I'm exhausted. Like, get me out of here.
You know what? I put a little pep in your step.
Go swallow that toilet water.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What time did y'all get there?
We got there probably like after the bar was like closing, so probably around 2 or 3.
Yeah, I left at 8.
Yeah. And then imagine I had to take an hour ride train home.
Yeah, that's chaos.
You feel like such a piece of shit on that train.
Yeah. For an hour.
And you just feel terrible, like physically and mentally terrible.
Because you also know once you go to bed, once you wake up, you're going to feel 10 times worse than you feel then.
Right. And it's going to be like 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Dehydrated, yeah. All because you're trying to be cool for Quiggs.
Is Dana still at your house or no?
No, he's in the city.
This guy just won't stay in one place.
I know. He's all over the place, man.
Are you going to let him come back to your house?
Yeah. Bro, he's getting out of his apartment. He's getting kicked out of his apartment on
what?
Tuesday.
For what?
Like someone's moving into it.
Where's he moving?
My house.
Permanently?
Like officially? Like moving stuff in?
I gotta send you this picture from me and Quiz in the strip club at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Please, please do.
Quiggs is wearing an NC State polo.
Of course he is. You didn't have to say that. Of all the things I knew that were going to be in this picture, that was all I was sure of.
And they were like, these guys are so cool. He's a Wolfpack fan. Yeah.
But yeah, Dana's moving in. Dana just has to be at his apartment on Tuesday, and he's like, well, I got to come here. I was like, well, we're just going to move in my house until we get out of quarantine? Then he can't ever move.
I feel like you're going to charge him a little rent mush. You got to make him cut the grass or something, or he'll stay forever.
I know. I should make him.
Earn his keep. I ain't saying you tax him out of house and home, but a man's got to earn his keep.
You got a crisp haircut in this, Martin.
I look really good in that picture, kind of.
If you weren't squinting the whole time, Tyler, it's a live photo, too, so you get to see him in action.
No. Oh, wow. I'll say this. Yeah, no, this is exactly the type of picture you crop Quiggs out and put on, like, your Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you only see the shoulder of Quiggs.
Oh, baby. Look at just this by itself. Yeah,
that's swipe right. Dude.
Look at that to now. I look like I'm an asshole.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
This was like last week. The date on the picture says April 2020.
I don't fault the girls. I look pretty cool there.
You look great. You were a minor league Yankees player and Quiggs was your manager. Quiggs is your agent. What a handsome
Wayne Knight character from Space Jam, yeah.
What was it about Zion today? Got game or something?
They're doing what?
Give me a second. I should never brought up because then I have to do things.
Mm-hmm. Better not be no news about that cheater Williamson.
Zion roommates rumored to be doing He Got Game sequel.
I guess.
But we can't be in that already.
I don't hate it, man. I'm very interested in his acting chops. He's got to be a better actor than LeBron James. Like,
I don't know. LeBron's like not a bad actor.
No, I could see LeBron being a great actor. Zion with that, his voice is like weird as shit.
I don't see it with LeBron. I think I'm just judging it off of all the like pump up speeches.
You can't do that.
he read those speeches before. That's how he's reciting line. Come on, dogs. You know we got to get this going, dog. Come on, Bugs.
The thing. He's writing his own. He's writing his own. Like when he's reading other people's, I think it's easier for him.
I hope. I would watch Zion in a game too.
Fucking Tom Brady 2021 documentary.
Nine parts. Keep it.
And I don't like documentaries on people still playing.
I think that's fair.
I agree with it.
Like, I want to like forget about them, then like, oh wow, remember Tom Brady's run? Like a couple of years later.
When they did like the Brady Six, all about just his draft class, and everyone else from his draft class was like long dead. Like that was cool.
His championships that he won like 4 years ago.
Yeah, I don't understand the rush. I don't even know. That's the thing. Is it even a documentary, or is it just like nine Tom Brady life lessons that he wants to teach the kids?
It seems like hell, yeah.
Either way, I just can't imagine it being interesting. Like if they put The Last Dance out right after 98, you have no context. Like nothing is set in yet.
Like our kids are going to hear about Tom Brady. They would like to watch it because they hear about it all the time.
Maybe, I mean, listen, there's a chance he was just like, this Mahomes guy in like 5 years is going to have five of these things. So let's get this out now. Let's get this out right now.
That's kind of true.
He passes me in everything.
Yeah. He said, like, I just want this on the books. I just want this on record.
I know. I approve it. Yeah.
Whatever. That's why I don't. No, if it's full, what did Schefter's tweet say? Because that's where I found out it was nine.
I just saw nine part and I was like, oh, God. Like, I'm just not interested in that. And that's not even on him. There's a lot of athletes I would not watch a nine part documentary on.
That's why, it doesn't even say documentary
or series, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, nine part. I think it's just like, him talking about like success, which may be worse.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, way worse.
I'll certainly check out one and see what happens, but like when the Jordan thing got announced and they just showed all the people who were going to be talking in it, I was like, oh yeah, I'm all in on that. When this came out today, I was just like, I feel like I know literally every, like, I never watched the Hernandez thing on Netflix because I lived through that. I knew, I'm sure there were things I didn't know, but I also don't care. Like, I knew most of it. This, I know all of.
Like, if it came out that, yeah, they had been recording since 2009 or something, like The Last Dance, and like, it was like, oh, okay, maybe, like, they just had full access, but now after the fact, I'm good.
It's weird news.
Zion going to jail for taking money from Duke, though. You going to watch that, Mush? When he goes to prison, Guantanamo Bay?
It's just sad to hear mixtape is not pro-troops. It really is.
Who's the troop?
Coach K. Coach K served your country for you two schmucks.
He yelled at my Aunt Gladys, too. So how do I reconcile that?
Aunt Gladys still ain't the same. She ain't the same since that day.
No.
I've realized I can't get excited when I talk because then nothing makes sense.
That's the problem.
Same problem.
Marty, I bought something recently that when it gets here, I'm going to show you. You're either going to be very excited or you're going to yell at me.
Uh-oh.
So you can't tell me?
No, I can only show you.
Bro, my parents FaceTimed the other day. They got like a coffee machine that's instead of a coffee machine, it's a liquor machine.
I saw that on Twitter, man.
Yeah.
Bro,
incredible.
They got tequila in this one thing, they got rum in the other one, and then they have like the cups that's like, oh, this is
sour.
And they just put it down. It's insane.
Yeah.
I saw them online. They cost like that. I think it was like $3.99, and people are like, that's insane. I'm like, I didn't think it was that much, honestly. Like, you're getting your money's worth. So that's an investment.
There's not juice all over my counter. It's unbelievable.
I would have
it at your house there, or they have it at their house in Florida, or wherever they're at.
In Florida, it would be nice for me. Yeah.
They couldn't hear those pots one more time. They were like, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
we're out of here, dude.
I would want to try one before I bought it, though. You know what I mean? Because those packets, it all comes down to those packets. If they're just like all sugar and terrible, you'd only use it a couple of times.
But they said it's unbelievable. But the only bad thing is that there's no doubles. You can't do doubles.
I was going to say, if I can alter, like the pack is the pack, but if I can alter how much liquor I want to counteract that, which I mean, I still can and will, but if I can't
double. Yeah, you just pour it in.
Mm-hmm.
You can just pour the extras in there. But it's just cool that it literally just sits on, it's like bullets on the side with just filling tequila and like rum. It's crazy.
I can't believe like it had never been thought of, or I'd never thought of it before. That shit blew my mind.
Like, how old's the Keurig? Like 7 years?
I feel like it should have came alcohol. This should have went backwards. Somebody should just now be like, hey, the alcohol thing, we should be doing that with coffee.
Listen, people care way more about coffee than they do alcohol. Oh,
look, if they, like, prohibition and people had to choose, alcohol would be fucking out of here for coffee beans. Decaf would get whiskey out of here, dude. We would never have another alcohol again, and Starbucks would be thriving.
Yeah, it's true. All right, bye, Marty.
Yeah, so you got.
what was this move?
You're getting comfy.
No, my charger.
Oh.
Which has the least charged devices I've ever seen.
Bro, I never am charged for shit.
I appreciate you reaching for the charger. I feel like even a month ago, you would have just let it die.
Absolutely.
I do let things die often.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Kramer. I like to see like when I'm on E in my car, see how far I can go.
For sure. It's a little bit of a thrill.
Yeah. In New York, it sounds awful, though.
Well, is there no gas stations in the city?
None.
How?
Where would you put them?
What?
In the city? Where would you fucking put a gas station?
19th floor.
Yeah, like. Chevron. What are you yelling?
And what, some of those parks cut out of a little.
Yeah, so I've often said about that city, too green.
No, there's a couple of churches on 15th Street. Yeah. Hey, get a marathon in there.
No, I think they put them on like the East and West Side Highway. Like, not a lot of them, but.
Yeah, like before you.
I live in Manhattan and a car, I have to leave Manhattan to come back.
I think about it when I come in from the airport because I just remember thinking like, okay, I see gas stations close to the airport, but then after a while I don't see any. And I'm like, where do people, like if you're just, like if you're going into the city that day, you just got to get your gas for the week.
What's the thing? If you live in the city, you only have a car to leave the city. Like you don't drive around the city all the time. And right. if you don't live in the city, you are driving into the city, like Queens has them. Brooklyn has them. Jersey has them.
They'd be expensive too. Y'all get taxing.
Dana fucking took my car to the city, but he fucking got a ticket.
Of course he did.
And he goes,
parking.
He goes, why are you so mad? It has nothing to do with you. I said,
yeah, it does.
It has like everything to do.
They got the license plate. It's under my name.
Yeah, they're not like, oh, this is Dana.
Oh, yeah, no, it's you're good,
Mark. Yeah, I was like, I know you're paying it, you moron.
What kind of ticket did he get? Parking?
Yeah, parking.
How much is
it? What?
How much is the ticket?
65.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's Dana Parker, literally on top of a hydrant.
I think you have to switch sides of the street.
Yeah. Dana Parker, one of a fire engine. I didn't know I couldn't do that, guys. I'm sorry.
I'm a moron. He's an actual moron.
Yeah, he stinks.
65 bones. That's rough.
It's big city living.
Ours is 25, and I don't pay them either. Damn sure ain't paying 65.
I got a ticket on my U-Haul once, and I for sure didn't pay that.
Look. You'd actually be an idiot to pay that.
You have to be the dumbest person alive.
Yeah.
Like, why even write that ticket? They
level with me, man.
Yeah.
You think I'm gonna pay this shit, man? Come on,
dude. I did something not great the other day. I get hammered with Easy Pass. And they're only $3. It's like literally $3. My ticket was $19. This one, I didn't pay it for like 5 months. It was $230. But I called yesterday. I was like, the times right now. I can't be doing $230. And they took it down to $19.
That's an incredible swindle. What was the original ticket for?
What?
What was the original ticket for? Like, what did you get?
Through, like a toll without the Easy Pass.
I got you. From $230 to $19? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
my biggest thing with those is like, why? Like, no one's that's made up money. Those fees, like, no, it's not like solved. Like, no one's job gets saved because you paid that money. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same $19 to use the. If I drove the road's still going to be there. Like, that $19 should never get higher.
Yeah, that's someone just stealing our money somewhere.
Stealing it.
Literal theft.
The workers that are working on the bridge think it's going to them, ain't going to them.
No. No, it's make-believe money. And that always infuriates me. Mine went from, because I had the same thing. Like, I drove, I think it was like January, and it was like $11, and I didn't pay it till like the other day, and it had gone up to like 30. It didn't go up to 200 like yours, but I was like, I'm not going to argue this. I'm just going to pay it.
I thought 200 was a bit much.
It's a little excessive.
I think 25, 50, 75, but I'm sure it gets to 200, but not from 19. Damn.
That's the classic thing when you get the tickets, like, fuck, right. I'll pay it later. And then it's just like you get an email or something. It's like, you owe a shit ton. What?
Yeah.
Tickets, I immediately know which ones I'm going to pay and which ones I don't. I'm not going to pay. I know I'll pay. Like, I'll never be here again, so nah.
Have you guys ever challenged like a moving violation, like a speeding ticket?
Absolutely.
I've never gotten one.
Pussy.
Yeah.
No, I almost got arrested because of one, but I never got one.
way to save the story, Mush.
I swear, my dad was a detective, so I had like all the cards and shit.
Yeah, the best would be go. Like, have you ever beaten them?
I got it reduced, but I've never. It wasn't like thrown out.
I've gotten one reduced, one thrown out, one very much upheld. On one.
That ain't bad. I did have one parking ticket. I was like, I might pay this because I can just. They put it was my car and they had a picture, but on the ticket they wrote the wrong license number.
Mm.
I was like, that's a discrepancy. And they were like, you know what they meant. This is valid. I'm like, thwarted.
That is very funny. You were just like, huh? And they're like, yeah, I have a fucking ticket.
I got a technicality.
They're like, shut up. Next. Yes, sir. Y'all check cashier's check.
Yeah, once I went. And it was like someone told me I ran like a red light when it was very clearly green. So I think it was just like end of the month quota. Like I just have to get this ticket out there. If you pay, if you don't, and you fight it, like I'm just going to like – because what would happen is like you would wait out in like the hallway, like the judge's chamber. And I saw like the cop come in and like they called two and then he left. And I was like, well, I know for a fact that was my cop. Like, I know I couldn't be more sure that was the guy who pulled me over. And then they called me in and they were just like, yeah, he left for the day. So any case that's his that he already left for just automatically gets dismissed. Like he forfeits. And I was like, this is great news. Thank you.
Very good.
That's a great day.
Huge day. The second I saw him leave, I was like, I know what this means. This is big time win for the McMahon.
I was banking on that. Like, I had a $700 speeding ticket.
Oh, boy.
I didn't like it. So I went to fight it because I didn't.
140 in a 20?
In a school zone. No, I was doing 92. No, I was doing 92 in a 50. I didn't know it was 50 because I've never seen a speed limit sign that says 50 for one. I thought it was a 70. I was still going very fast. But as the guy gave me the ticket, I was like, is there anything we can do, officer? And he's like, I take speeding very seriously.
Oh.
So you're like, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I show up to like challenge it. When I walk in, he's already there. I was like, this guy, he's been here since 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So I think I like no-load contendere, and they lowered it to 400, and I had to take like defensive driving classes and got no points. That's why I was like, this money means nothing. You can cut a $700 cost of like, that tells me you can cut it to anything. So,
right. I told you about that though when I was convincing my friend that my car ran on milk, NOS.
It sounds like a familiar story.
I went 80 and a 20 because I was convincing him because there was this one button on my gas pedal that you press it, it feels like it jolts the car. And I convinced him that I pour milk into it and it makes the car go faster. And he was like starting to believe it. So I fucking rammed it. 80 and a 20, and the guy just put me in the back of his cop car.
That's a felony.
80 and a 20, yeah, that's a neighborhood. You should be in jail. I was on the highway. I took some liberty with
you. Oh, yeah, you. 92 to 50 ain't good, pal.
Hey, but listen, ain't no kids jumping out on the highway.
Right.
Ain't no soccer ball rolling out.
There's also not many days I can convince someone that milk is running my car.
Yeah, no, you tell the cop that, they're definitely going to let you go.
Your Honor, I was explaining to my friend here.
Yeah.
The skim milk.
Wool over his eyes, you understand.
The skim milk, and the judge cuts him off, makes your car go faster. No, I did that too. No, boys being boys. Get them out of here.
Amherst is a notorious, like, they'll just put speed traps everywhere. Like, their whole town thrives off giving college kids tickets.
Our economy, yeah.
That's their whole economy. So coming right off the highway, it's like this big bridge you go down, this big ramp, and it's like 60 there, and it's fun to go down. Like, it's a ramp. It's fun. And then, like, immediately, like, hidden in the trees, they'll have, like, a 35-mile-per-hour sign, like, hidden that you don't ever see. And one day I was going, like, it was, like, I think it was 69 because he was, like, when he pulled me over, he was like, if you were going one more mile per hour, this wouldn't just be a speeding ticket. It'd be a felony because it would be double the speed limit.
Super. Do y'all have super speeder? That's what they call it. If you're over so many, like if I was doing 95 instead of 92, it would have been, I think if you're over 25 over on a two lane or 30 or something, it's something like that. If it's super speeder, it's automatically a felony. You go to jail like on the spot.
It sounds sick.
Wait,
man, I was glad I did not get it. Huh?
You go to jail for speeding?
You can.
If it's super speeder, if they're like you're being, because it's like, bro, I think it's.
They don't call it super speeder.
When did you live in Georgia, Mush?
The 92 season.
I typed in super speeder and it recommended Georgia before I finished.
Okay. Shit.
A driver convicted at 75 miles an hour more on a two-lane road or 85 miles an hour on any road or highway. So, yeah, I probably should have got super speeder. Yeah, it like suspends your license. They like take that very seriously.
It sounds like you were like just crushing it though. Like yeah, getting, like plaque. Like
yeah. I was late to work and I was like, this is great. Going to work. Oh, well. Cops.
Speeding, yeah.
Yeah, officer, I was literally trying to go work. And he was like, I don't take too light to that, son. I was like, okay.
Yeah, nothing. There's nothing worse. I got pulled over once, and I'm glad it was like it happened to be someone I went to high school and college with. Mm-hmm. And I got pulled over for going through a green light. And it's one of these things where like it's a weird road, so it's like one of the like if no most of the time if it's you're going two ways. Like in a green light, like both of them are green. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like both ways can go. But in this one, only my way was green. His was red. So he thought I just went. I was like, I was stopped. So like I was stopped and then it turned like what kind of psycho stopped? And right. Was like, you know what? I disagree with this red light. Let me just cruise. Like I didn't just blow through a red light.
I wish like I do that.
Yeah.
You left on red Marty.
You can do that's technically legal, but we'll get to that later. If you're on a one way turning onto a one way, you can take a left on red.
Oh yeah.
That's legal.
Oh, mine was crossing.
Yeah, Mush was on the highway. I get it. Yeah.
But again, I told you I used to do that thing where I stop in the middle of the intersection, I put my flashers on and start saying I don't know what's happening. And people get out to help me and then I take off.
But this is get you out of what jam, like when the intersection's blocked or something, or what? What's the purpose of it?
No jam, just pure entertainment. I didn't tell you that.
Jam for sans jam.
The one time it was really fucked up because I did it in a big intersection and I was I'm like this, it's not working. People are beeping. I'm like, it's done. Nobody could go. And then of course, a short yellow bus was stuck and then I was like, oh no, this is where my whole thing just, that's the last time I ever did it.
Smart.
Good. You learned your lesson.
It's very funny when older people, what are you doing in there?
Yes. Very funny when the elderly,
on their way to the hospital.
And where is the hospital? I'm, if anything, I'm causing everyone to not crash.
Yeah, nothing says not crashing like stopping in the middle of a busy intersection for no reason.
Hear the part that I said I have my flashes on.
You're right. My mistake. Yeah. I feel so dumb. My apologies, Martin. But yeah, he pulls me over, and I'm like, it was after it was when I was working security, so it's like 2 a.m. I just want to go the fuck home. So I don't even like look up. I just hand my license, and I've got like my hands here. I'm looking forward. And all of a sudden I hear Coley. My license doesn't say Coley, so I know it's someone who knows me because it's before Barstool too. So it's I look up and I'm like, oh,
great sign or a not great sign.
Right, yeah. Punch.
You used to beat me up every day in school. Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, just trying to go home. Like I'm not even happy to see him. Like I'm just like, did you like can we get this over with? Like I'm pumped, I'm not gonna get a ticket here, I assume, but also like let's move it along. And he's just like, why'd you blow through that red light? I was like, I didn't. And he was like, yeah, no, you did. I was like, I drive this way every day. Every day. Like, I wouldn't just be
And I arrest people like you every day.
I was like, also, another car went through with me. Why did I've seen cops pull over two cars before. Why did you only pull me over? Like, well, what was this move? The other car had multiple people in it. Like, you just pulling me over. And so, yeah, we just got, I was like, I know it was green. Like, I'll die knowing I went through a green light. Like, the fact that you pulled me over is chaos. But if it wasn't someone I knew, I would have gotten a ticket for just driving through a green light.
Oh, yeah. You would have been done. I almost got one for a cop said I was going down the wrong way on a one way. And I was like, I'm looking at a stop, a working stoplight. A work light. It wasn't at it like out of commission. It wasn't like new and not working. I was like, I slowed down at the yellow and went through on the green. He was like, And he talked to his partner. And he, like, put the pad away, and they're like, all right, get out of here. I was like,
what? Yeah, they're under the hood. They're like, green does mean go. Hey, he's got to stop.
No, it's clear as day, 38B.
Oh, man. Yeah, no.
Talking tickets.
I haven't seen many people pulled over during all this.
Dude,
I've seen cops on the side, though, because I feel like people are speeding.
I've seen them out, yeah.
Have you seen the people, they drive from New York to L.A.? Like, that's their whole, they just try, they have a name, but they drive from New York to LA. They're trying to set the record for how fast they can do it. And they've done it in like 30 hours, but they were like, pandemic, nobody's on the road. So they just
30 hours.
I can't think of the name of them, but that's, I was like, this is like one very whack group to be a part of.
Terrible group.
Yeah, that's like the elderly people that meet at the mall just to walk.
I understand that more than Yeah, here we go. They made the 2,800 mile journey from New York to Los Angeles in 27 hours and 25 minutes.
That's crazy.
They stopped for a total of 22 minutes.
How many pit piles did they have in there?
Yeah, that, like, you got to be just wetting yourself, just pissing out the window. Like,
that's insane. Well, like, what good comes out of that?
They just, because once they get there, like, they send it back to the group and they're like, oh, okay, now we got to beat 27:25. I was like,
I guess that's like our dead bird group, just like, we got a better bird today.
I would much rather be in the dead bird group. Like, not even a question.
I don't even want to fly from New York to LA.
No.
I damn sure don't want like 22 minutes of stops.
Fuck.
That might be like, if I stop one place, like, oh, I want to eat there. That might be my whole 22 minute stop. And I'm not driving 27 extra hours after that.
How fast are these people going?
Oh, God. Let's see. New speed record. Let's see.
Where the fuck did you.
Cannonball Run. That's
a movie.
Let's see. The record was. In 2013, two guys drove an average of 98 miles an hour in their 28-hour, 50-minute cannonball run. And they said that was unbeatable, and guys broke it by an hour and 25 minutes. So I'm guessing 105 miles an hour for 27 straight hours? Come on, man.
The people who broke it, the new ones, because it's yours from December.
Yeah, 2019. Yeah,
yeah. They topped out at speeds of more than 190.
I mean, that's, what kind of car is that?
I was gonna say that shouldn't count if you're doing it in a.
Yeah, they're in an AMG.
Oh, come on, man! Yeah, do that shit in a Civic, like a minute.
Yeah, that's what I care about. You're doing an Altima, like, all right. Yeah. Now I'm on. You're doing 80 miles an hour the whole time. I want to know.
190. That. And they're like, no, we didn't get stopped at all. I'm like, huh. Interesting.
They should be arrested for ratting themselves out that they were going 190.
190 is insane. And these two look like dickheads.
Absolutely. Listen, you don't get an idea like this in your head without being a dickhead.
No.
They averaged 103 the whole way.
That's absurd. Yeah. So the other guy, the old record was, they averaged 98. And they were like, it's pretty much unbeatable. And these guys were like, we can shatter that.
27 hours and 25 minutes is pretty, from New York to LA, just a day is insane.
Yeah. Look, like, airport to air, like, from the time you woke up in the morning to get to the airport, like, 2 hours early in New York, to the time you get to LA, get an Uber to your place. That's what, like, 9 or 10 hours, like, they're in Kansas by then. They'll meet you there by morning.
I was gonna say, it's like eight hours, door to door.
Full day of work. And they're just like, nope, we're in Pennsylvania. We'll see you. No, we'll be there tomorrow for breakfast. Don't worry about that.
Listen, most of that trip is Pennsylvania. That state just keeps going.
That's what I can't even imagine. I would be still in the state of New York and like, guys, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing gets completely thwarted with the smallest bit of traffic.
One construction.
Yeah, an accident.
Yeah, like if you're just cooking, it's like, dude, we were making record time, but we got to Ohio and had a stop. Like, but if you stop, what do? Do you just stop and turn around? You're not going to break the record. So what's the?
Right, you text the boys, almost had it. That was it.
Yeah, so close.
Yeah, you ditch the AMG in Cleveland and fly back first class to New York. We'll try it again tomorrow. Like,
I believe Jimmy almost had it. He got to Ohio.
Yeah. You make it to Kansas or something and. One lane. It goes to one lane for a while.
Yeah. What's like the, is it, because there can't be like a finish line. So is it like you can see LA? Like what's, where in LA is the ending?
Like LA County lines or something.
Yeah. Like ocean to ocean?
I don't know. Either 27 hours is chaos.
Because like New York to Florida is like 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
Like, out of pandemic.
So listen, these guys are doing that in 30 minutes.
Pizza's not even cold when it gets there.
They were aided by a network of spotters driving ahead of them and reporting road conditions as well as the placement of police speed traps. This is cheating.
Yeah.
This isn't. I don't hold this record at all.
No. No, I'm furious these people exist.
Me too.
190 is absurd. And it's roads you don't even like know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. One.
That is true. That's a big, like, you have to look at the map a lot. Like,
yeah.
Maps, like, you can't be doing that.
Yeah. 98. Yeah. 190. That's recklessly. You should go to jail immediately.
But. You think they're driving by themselves?
That's what I said. They got like a whole network. Like, they got people driving ahead of them. They've got, so people are guessing, like, okay, yeah, traffic coming up in Kansas. Take the Nebraska way.
So the people are like their ways.
Yeah, they used ways too.
Oh yeah, I feel like probably ways in the car, and then yeah, they're in a souped up Mercedes. So it's not like I don't hold this record valid at all.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Where do you think would be the worst stretch to do at night?
The plains. I feel like when you're just right. Like driving through like flat. Iowa, like all that, and you're like, oh my god, I haven't seen a building or a human in like 12. I only see Trent holding up gas station pizza, and we got another 12 hours.
When I was in college, I did Amherst to Clemson, and I left at night, and Pennsylvania was just dark and flat,
bro. Pennsylvania is horrible,
horrible.
It's so bad.
It's our biggest state, like by far. There's no bigger state than Pennsylvania.
I'm with you. I really am with you. It just doesn't end.
Never.
I drove from New York to Kentucky once, and Cincinnati was depressing. Everything
was just listen, Cincinnati. Cincinnati's pretty grim. Ohio as a state is pretty grim. I fuck with it. Yeah, it's a grim state.
There's no uplifting things, you know.
Why did you drive to Kentucky?
A wedding. It was terrible.
Oh, God. And how long did it take? How many hours?
That was like 16, I think.
Pathetic. Those guys would have been in Oregon.
Could have went home for lunch.
Yeah, doubled back.
Who was that person who drove, what was it, from Alaska to Mississippi?
Oh, yeah, for some Twitter
posts. Yeah.
What? I bet they even know that they probably did it quicker than 27. If you're driving like for some new sex, 12 hours flat, Alaska to Juneau to Tupelo. 12 hours straight. And he's like, I was doing 287 miles an hour. I got pulled over once. I told the cop where I was going, and he gave me an escort.
Right on, yeah.
Let's roll. Yeah.
That way you said, all right.
Yeah, no, yeah, follow me.
Oh, man. I feel like we don't get classic Twitter stories like that. Obviously not during quarantine, but that, I mean, that was, it wasn't even that classic at the time. It was like, yeah, this, we'll talk about this for a few hours, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So somebody else does something. Yeah, we ain't.
Bro, that's what I don't get, how we have news to talk about every day. I don't get how, it's even, besides sports and trade, how is there other news? There shouldn't be any news.
No.
I got to say, I'm getting to a point where I'm used to just not having sports. I think when they come back, it's going to be weird. Like, I'm not – I've never been used to, like, nothing. Even, like, I'm not watching May baseball, but it's on. I'm aware
right.
of nothing. Yeah. And when it comes back, I'm going to be like, this is weird. I don't like it. I don't like it.
You're lying if you, like, aren't, like, saying that you're getting used to no sports, because it's almost like I forget what sports are even like. Like, I watched the Michael Jordan. I was like, that looks like a different world to me right now.
That guy's different. Yeah, yeah.
We're in a parallel universe to what we're accustomed to. Yeah, that we just got sucked into a black hole, and this is where we're at now.
Yeah.
Because, like, the other thing, too, is, like, I think I realized it more just because I've been doing social media, like, for so long that it just became my life to be like, oh, what's on tonight? Oh, it's these are the important games. There are these ones I should, like, keep a close eye on.
Right.
And just having them taken away like that was like, it freed me up. Like, I don't know what to do.
Like, for a while I was going through, I was like, oh man, it'd be the first round of play. Oh man, the Lakers be playing the Clippers tonight. And now I'm just like, I mean, if they start the season back, they start it back. If they don't, I don't, yeah, what can you do? You know?
It's true.
Yeah. It started in a bubble. They'll start in Arizona. I mean,
It's weird. And what's going to be really weird, I hope they don't go full 9/11, but it's going to be all they talk
about. They don't either. Yeah.
It's going to be all they talk about for like
years.
When's like the first game they stop talking about it?
I read an article. I don't know if y'all saw like the Nets want Bradley Beal or trying to chase Bradley Beal or whatever. And the last line of the article was like, however, we don't know how many stars want to come to New York with the pandemic now. And I was like, damn it. We almost made it through the whole article.
Yeah.
I was focused on Bradley. I was focused on basketball stuff. Okay. Does the money work? And he's like, actually.
There's not one thing that doesn't start with these trying times or during these times.
Uncertain times.
It's like, we're not even, there's nothing to do with it. Like, we're literally talking about, like, cooking French toast. But during these times, watch out what you put with the eggs. Like,
too much butter in these trying times, Mush.
Crazy shit.
That's why, yeah, it's going to be like, I legit think 2022 before we get it just not mentioned at all.
Yep. I believe that.
Like, I think we have to have, like, a full. We're gonna need one, at least one sport to do a complete cycle as normal. Like, basketball's been thrown off, baseball's been thrown off. We'll see if football's affected, but if football has a regular, and that's the thing, they're not going to. So that's why I don't know when it'll be. We're gonna need a whole college season, a whole something. I don't know when we get that. I kind of hope it never comes back.
The first game is going to be like we beat. It's going to be like we won a war.
Saving. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every day I think about Joe Buck being just talking about like showing pictures of people in hospitals and like the Sad Fox piano is playing. Yep. And it's just like, like I'm picturing the giant flag over the entire stadium, not even just the field anymore. They've sewn all the giant flags together to make a super flag.
You know how many doctors are going to throw out the first pitch?
You're 100% first responders. please put your attention to the pitcher's mound where we have from John Hopkins. Ah! Yeah. It's 162 games. That's how long we're going to get.
MVP. MVP.
Some are saying these first responders are the real MVP. That's exactly right. No, that's a good call, Mush. It's only going to be that. And the guy that comes up with a vaccine is going to be a celebrity.
Yeah, like, I'm fine with that.
No, once I realized that the guy that stopped the Waffle House shooting played in the celebrity all-star game. I was like, that's a celebrity? Yeah. Vaccine dude, Mr. Bitches. Or Mrs. Bitches. Or Mrs. Bitches.
Yeah. Whoever wants to do it, big fan. I don't care what else you've done previously in this world. You could have been terrible. You come up with a cure to this, I'm on your team.
R. Kelly's like, God.
Yeah.
I've been working.
Yeah, Cosby's like, you know, I was trapped in Rikers, you see, and I stumbled upon.
Yeah.
He just become president right after
that. Yeah, I'm just like, this is.
No, oh boy, that. Listen, say what you want about Harvey Weinstein's politics, but the man, his vaccine.
Man, knows vaccinations.
That'll be it.
Man. Yeah, no, I just want to be able to like I just wanted to go to a bookstore the other day. Like, couldn't do that.
What a fucking loser you are. Are you kidding me? That's what you bring up? You wanted to go to a
No, it was just something like so small like that. Like it shouldn't even be closed now.
Yeah,
like,
get a fucking ice cream cone, dude. Not a book.
Well, those are open, fuckface.
Yeah. Get this nerd, Mush. Mush, I was trying to go to the homework shop the other day.
My damn tutor won't do anything for me.
Mush ain't like that one bit.
Listen, this is a guy who knows 1,400 words.
Yeah.
And he was subtracting words left and right from the English language.
Oh, man.
Like the words he actually knows, he's like, that's not even a word.
Don't throw them out.
Yeah. If he's I know down, it, not a word.
He's down to about 650 now.
Yeah.
Gorilla? They're not named. They're out.
Out of here.
Well, you can't do that because of, what's his name?
Oh, boy.
Harambe.
So he Harambe made
no, because he was in a zoo, and you the whole thing about the other ones about dolphins with their captain.
He was in the zoo. That's true. Forgot.
Poked a hole in your own theory, Mush.
That Harambe was just a man about town.
About, man. I thought it was a wrong place, wrong time. Yeah. Zoos. When was like? I don't know. When do zoos open? I don't know if you'll ever open a library again. Think about how dirty.
Mr. Brooks still tries to suck libraries.
Yeah, why do libraries, dude?
I knew Geekhead was thinking of it, so I'm pandering to Colt now.
Bro, isn't that crazy? Like, you can't even just, like, to be, like, the pooper scooper at the zoo, you need, like, a 6 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just, like, go to a zoo and ask for a job. That's nuts.
It was like a month and a half ago. Yes, to keep people like you out of the gorilla pen. But like a month and a half ago, zoos were like, we might have to start feeding the animals to the other animals. And like, I've heard no updates on that. So I think they just went ahead and did that.
Last I heard of a zoo, they were like, we found multiple species that caught this shit. And I was like, oh. And that was the last I heard, which is usually a bad sign.
Terrible sign.
Because if they fixed it, they would be first to tell you, like, hey, this zoo, Cincinnati Zoo, whatever, we're COVID-free. I ain't heard shit.
No.
Leo the lion got it. Daisy the cow. Why are cows not at the zoo, Mush? You ever think about that? They're animals.
I think about that probably once a week. It doesn't
matter. I know you do.
I honestly think it's just because people are going to want to pay quarters to milk them.
Yeah, if you see like a cow, that somebody's going to climb that, probably you, Mush, no disrespect, to try to milk that cow.
Or tip them.
Oh, yeah.
You could not tip a cow.
I drove many hours to try and do it. Couldn't find them.
But you just said you're getting weaker, Mush. I don't think you could. You think you could push over a cow? Only you right now? I don't
cow
think
and four.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. How much does a cow weigh? How much do you think a cow weighs, Mush? Is it like 150?
It's 3240.
2200.
Nick, you got a guess?
I was going to say like 1100.
A female adult cow weighs 1600 pounds.
Okay.
A male adult, a bull, weighs 2400 pounds.
Pretty good.
Great guess, but you think you can push 2200 pounds over, Mush?
No,
I honestly think I could push a car by myself.
In neutral or park?
Park.
No.
Definitely neutral.
Yeah, I want it in reverse. It's in reverse, and you're pushing it the opposite way. Show me your real strength.
I think I might try it.
Please don't try that much. You would die immediately. What if you pushed it, it wobbled, and then it fails back on you, Mush? 2,400 pounds. You'd go through the Earth's crust.
That's true.
It'd cut you in half.
That's very true.
You ever drop, like, the remote on your foot? Imagine, like, 2,400
pounds. I don't know why. That's so weird. That happened the other day. Why does that hurt so bad?
Like some bottle of water or something. That
bone, and it just
freaked out for the season.
This is crazy. Fellas, I don't know. I got a shit so bad.
Marty, before you leave, there are 170,000 words in the English language.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
We were, Tyler, before you got here, we were arguing if there was 10,000.
No, I was not. I said there was over 10,000.
I said
under.
It was not an argument. I was like, no. Think of how big a dictionary is. We're over 10,000.
Or is it an argument when I think I'm right?
Is this only English or every language ever?
Just English. I asked that too.
There's got to be a million words.
70,000 words. That's a. I ain't going to have. I'm not going to Hall of Fame with that average of 1,400.
Yeah, I know.
Last question. With all the languages in the world, how many words you think there are in the world? Every language ever.
Every language ever?
English is what would you say, 170,000?
Yeah.
In English.
I can tell you this. China has definitely the least amount of words.
I feel like they got it figured out.
Because they're more, I think they're more efficient with their words than we are.
Yeah.
That's an English
thing. And when they like write a sentence, they'll say so many things, but it's only like three little words.
Right. Because they translate it for our stupid asses, because English has way too many words and shit that doesn't make sense.
That's why I don't think it's that many. Like, I think it's like 300,000.
All countries?
Because it's like most of the other. Are you saying like the translation is, counts as two, or is that still one?
Nah, yeah, like whatever is in Mandarin is.
Yeah, Mandarin. So that's why I don't think it's that many, because we have to use so many over here.
Do they have different words than us?
Sometimes.
That's nuts.
How many words are there in the world? Let's see.
There can't possibly be an answer to that.
Yeah,
but someone searched it before.
Oh, for sure.
Let's see. Yeah, I keep just getting
ton, dude.
It says 170,000 words in current use, 47,000 obsolete words. I'm more interested by the obsolete words.
That's Mush taking them out one by one.
Bull out of here.
It just comes up. Dolphin has just been deleted from a word.
Someone hat in hand, like we're sad to announce. Dolphin.
A, an, and the. Oh, says President Bush.
All right, I'm going to chat. Love you guys.
Have a good show.
See you, Martin.
Thanks.
Oh, boy. Went better than I expected.
Yeah. Him needing to shit came up a lot later than I figured. It usually makes its way in early.
usually he doesn't shit from what he's told us in the past.
He'd be like, guys, I shit for the first time the other day. You guys ever you ever hear about this?
You ever drop a steamer?
Yeah, you guys fell in your bowels. You ever guys ever? No, much, never, not once.
So it's Memorial Day Monday. So it's about halfway through the year. So maybe we'll do a we'll look back at the first half of the year next week. What a year it's been. One of my favorite 31 years for sure.
Guys, send us in your favorite moments of the year so far. Like, there's too many for us to think of. So send us in some of your favorite moments so far this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait to recap. Just action-packed, I think is the word we'd all use to describe this year.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that we're all eager to see what the rest of 2020 has for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to see the rest of the worst movie you've ever seen. Like, this can't get worse, right? Like, this, there's no way this shitty movie can't get worse.
3 hours left. Oh, yeah.
Oh boy. Like, the main character, the one character you like, just disappears. It's like, well, what the hell? Why am I even still watching now? Like, why? I don't like this.
And none of the other characters even mention why he left either.
They change his name, everything. I'm like, this is sick. This is going to win an Oscar.
All the media about this, like all the movies, all like the stand-up comedians with their little quips about Corona, I'm not looking forward to any of it. None of it.
Somebody was already, I can't remember, was it Michael Bay? Oh, somebody's wanting to do a movie where it's like 2 years in the future. We're still in this pandemic lifestyle. And I'm like, sick. I don't want to see it. Like, what? Awesome. You know what movie I'd really like to see where all of us in our, yeah, you're just in your house and your house just collapses under you. Wouldn't you like to watch that on the big screen? Could happen to any of us, you know? Like,
yeah, sinkholes. They're out there.
Yeah, so it was like, no, in a, I can't even say post-pandemic, in a current mid-pandemic world, yeah. It's just 2022 and we're still inside. I'm like, yeah, please, no, green light it. Do you need money to make the movie? I'll donate.
That's why I think we are just going to be like, you know what? We're done with this. It's going to kill who it kills, and we'll just move on.
Yeah, it's pretty much been Georgia's theme about
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh. Texas, Florida.
Yeah, the biggest state. Like, none. Rhode Island's probably, like, the state with no people, they're fine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
New York City's like, I need Starbucks.
Dear Lord. Well, see you guys next week.
See ya. Send in your great moments.